Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. They hit the $1 million mark last night. The Northfield Hospital Auxiliary Book Fair, in its 57th year, hit $1 million in sales about an hour and a half into the first day of the five-day event at the Northfield Arena. They needed just about $13,000 to make it happen. Applause rang out and volunteers pulled out balloons and $1 million moment signs. Dollars raised have been used to buy a multitude of things, including a wheelchair-accessible van for the long-term care center last year. And each year, the auxiliary gives out 10 $1,000 scholarships to local students in health-related fields. It takes a small army of volunteers to sort the 65,000 items donated by the community. In fact, about 500 of them. Books, CDs, DVDs, and vinyl too, you'll find it all there. The sale runs through Saturday, but the first night is always packed with book buyers from near and far. The Dundas Planning Commission met before the council meeting to discuss further development of land at 399 Stafford Road North. City Administrator John McCarthy.
Basically, the request is being recommended to the council. Council will make the final decision on whether to approve the adjustment of the lot line.
The property in question is on the south end of Stafford Road next to America's Mattress. There's a paved area south of the store, which the developer would like to build a commercial retail building.
There are some conditions that may be attached to it, but it sounds like the recommendation of the council is that this be done.
The Dundas Council then passed resolutions to move forward with the fire facility, including NAFR's lease payments to the city of Northfield, as the issuer of the bonds and owner of the building for $20,000 a year. Northfield Council will award the bid from the Joseph Company next Tuesday, and then construction will begin as soon as possible. The bid was $3.4 million. With soft costs, the city is bonding for $4.2 million. Fire Chief Gary Fronick noted that the plan is to build the addition first.
From the start, that whole area is going to be tore up and won't be accessible. So we want to complete the back portion of it so that we can move our trucks around to the back so they can work on the front side.
Fronick thanked the JPA board for all the work they've done to get this done. Unattended debris, often mistakenly believed to be extinguished, continues to be the leading cause of wildfires, says the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. It is grass fire season, believe it or not. Fire Chief Fronick explains the billing for grass fires.
That's actually ran through the Northfield Rural Fire Association. So they take care of the billing process to the particular landowners.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is, if we happen to be there on a long-term basis, and you know, they will bill the landowner for that, and then also the insurance companies.
Burn permits are available through NAFRS. Go to their website, nafrs.org. And the East Cannon River Trail remains closed from basically the ice arena to Dundas due to overflow of the cannon. Streets and Parks Supervisor T.J. Heinrichsy said it's not flooding, it's simply overflow, and will likely be that way for about a week. News from around the state is next.